Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Okay, welcome to the deep dive. You've given us some really interesting material here.
Yeah, and our job, like always, is to dig into it, try to cut through some of the noise.
Find those key insights. Make sense of something that honestly looks pretty wild at first glance.
And today, yeah, we are plunging headfirst into meme coins.
Right.
For so long, everyone just kind of wrote them off, didn't they? Like, internet jokes, pure speculation.
Totally. Things based on memes, online hype. Serious finance wasn't touching them.
How could you? Right. A funny picture becomes a financial asset. It felt, well, fundamentally unserious.
But the source material you sent over, it makes it really clear that that view is kind of outdated now.
Definitely. It highlights that as of mid-2025, the total market cap for meme coins isn't small potatoes. It's over $60
billion. $60 billion.
Yeah, and the article you shared, the Medium piece by Av AI, meme coin ETFs are coming, it puts that number in perspective.
It says it's bigger than some established projects.
Exactly. Bigger than Tron, bigger than Cardano, you know, serious non-meme crypto projects.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And that kind of scale, it forces institutions, investors, everyone to ask this, like, almost unbelievable question.
Which is, will there actually be a meme coin ETF?
A proper regulated financial product, like a basket of assets you can trade like a stock.
But for meme coins, for assets literally born from internet jokes.
That's the core tension, yeah. And that's what this source digs into.
So that's our mission for this deep dive. We're unpacking this AV AI article. We'll look at how likely they think these ETFs are.
The crazy market dynamics driving all this interest.
The real challenges involved, because there definitely are some.
Oh, yeah.
And ultimately, what it all means for how you should understand this very unique, very fast-moving part of the crypto world.
So let's jump right in. The article makes a central prediction, and it attributes it to Eric Balchunas, senior ETF analyst at Bloomberg.
Right. What did he say? What are the chances for a meme coin ETF?
He reckons there's a really good chance, his words, a really good chance of a U.S.-based meme coin ETF by 2026.
2026, that's really soon, like next year soon.
Yeah. And the article is specific about the type of ETF he's thinking of, which is important.
Okay. What type?
An actively managed one.
Ah, okay. So not just passively tracking the big names, someone's actually making decisions, managing the fund.
Exactly. It implies a strategy, you know, a hand on the wheel. And the source sees this fitting into this, like, broader trend of active crypto ETFs starting to pop up.
And the article doesn't just throw this prediction out there, right? It says there's data backing this up. It's not just a wild guess.
No, it grounds it in what's happening right now in the market. Which brings us to the market dynamics.
Okay, yeah. Mm. Why is this even a conversation now? What's changed?
Well, the volume, for one, it's just too big to ignore anymore.
Right.
The source talks about this explosion in meme coin trading volume through 2025, especially on chains like Solana and BSC.
And who's driving this? Is it the big institutions jumping in?
Not yet. Not primarily, anyway. The article is pretty clear. Retail traders are dominating. They're the ones driving these huge volume spikes.
Wow. Where are they trading?
Often using platforms like Pump.Fun for new launches, or coordinating in, you know, Telegram groups, call channels, that kind of thing.
So that retail energy really fueling the engine here.
Absolutely. And the rate of new tokens appearing, I mean, the number, the source quotes is just staggering.
What is it?
Get this. Av.ai data showed over 1,000 new meme tokens launching per day.
1,000?
A day. During the peak periods in Q1 and Q2 this year.
Yeah.
1,000 new jokes trying to become money every single day. It's hard to wrap your head around.
Wow. Okay. And these aren't just random launches, are there? There are themes.
Oh, yeah. The market's driven by social sentiment, these shifting micro-narratives, tokens tied to, like, politics or AI or whatever animal meme is hot.
Whatever's trending online, basically.
Exactly. It's super high velocity, as the source puts it. Massive opportunity, yes, but also just extreme volatility. Huge risk.
And that risk, that volatility, that's why the article argues an actively managed structure is the only way an ETF could even work.
Precisely. Because the landscape changes so fast. The risks are too high for just a static passive approach.
Right. You could just buy the top five and hold them.
No way. A passive fund would just end up holding loads of dead tokens, things that lost all relevance, or, frankly, outright scams and rug pulls.
Okay.
The source stresses you need active intelligence, human or maybe algorithmic, constantly adapting.
So what would an active manager actually do in a meme coin ETF, according to the article?
Well, they'd need to be constantly rotating between narratives, right? Spotting when the heat moves from, say, political memes over to AI tokens.
Okay, chasing the trends, but smartly.
Yeah, and using data, safety indicators, to actively avoid the scams, the rug pulls where founders just vanish with the cash, or tokens with no liquidity so you can't even sell them if you wanted to.
So, trying to ride the hype waves while dodging the landmines.
Basically, yeah. The article suggests they'd adjust holdings based on real-time market cap shifts, trading momentum, and this is key signs of real community engagement, not just manufactured hype.
It sounds like a full-time job just keeping up.
It demands constant data-driven decisions, for sure.
Now, we absolutely have to talk about the volatility. You mentioned it. The source hits it hard. It talks about a big cool down since the peaks earlier this year.
Yeah, you can't ignore it. The price drops cited are pretty dramatic. The article uses market data, AV.AI trackers,
yeah,
showing big ones like DOGE down, what, 75% from its peak?
Yeah, something like that.
And others. HEPS down maybe 85%, PEPE around 60% down.
And it even mentioned the Trump token, right? Down, yeah, 86%.
Yeah, and it points out that happened despite all the election season buzz. It's not taking a political side, just showing how volatility hits across all themes.
It's illustrating the market reality.
Exactly. But what's really interesting is how the article frames these drops. Not just a crash, but part of a cycle.
A cycle. What's the historical pattern there?
Well, historically, meme coins often lead retail sentiment into the market. They can be the first place new money flows during a bull run.
Okay.
And yeah, they crash super hard when sentiment cools off. But the article notes they often recover earlier and sometimes faster than a lot of other altcoins when the market rebounds.
Huh. So they're like the canary in the coal mine, but also potentially the first ones out on the recovery.
That's kind of the pattern the source describes, and that's part of the argument for an ETF.
How so?
Because an active fund could, theoretically, try to leverage that cycle. Curate exposure, capture those retail-driven bounces by picking potential winners while actively dumping the tokens that look like they're dead in the water.
Smoothing out the chaos, maybe. Capturing upside while managing downside.
That's the idea. Trying to, anyway.
Okay, so the market size, the retail drive, active management, It makes the idea of a meme coin ETF seem, well, plausible, at least from a market angle.
Right.
But getting any new crypto product approved, especially in the U.S.,
yeah,
there's always that big hurdle, isn't there?
Yeah, the article calls it the final boss. And that's the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Right. What's the main problem for them, the core regulatory challenge?
It really boils down to classification. Under the old Securities Act of 1933, if the SEC decides a token is a security, well, then it generally can't just be stuffed into an ETF structure that's designed for commodities or other things.
That distinction is everything.
It's the main battleground, yeah.
And the source mentions there are actual filings happening now related to meme coins.
Yes, specifically for spot DOGE ETFs. Dogecoin, you know, being the biggest and oldest, it's the logical place to start.
Who's filed?
The article names folks like Grayscale, Bitwise, 21Shares, Osprey Funds, Rex Shares. They've all put in applications.
But it also said some applications mentioned other tokens too, not just DOGE.
Yeah, that was interesting. Some applications apparently also reference BOK and even Trump.
Hmm. So they might be thinking bigger than just Dogecoin, even if that's step one.
It suggests a broader vision, yeah, looking at the whole ecosystem. But the odds, well, they're shifting.
What does the article say about that?
It notes Eric Balchunas had previously put the chance of a DOGE ETF in 2025 at 75%. Pretty high.
But now?
Now, Polymarket, you know, the prediction market puts it lower, around 44%. So it's definitely not a sure thing. Far from it.
But it's happening in a wider context, right? Lots of crypto ETFs being proposed.
Exactly. Bloomberg reports over 70 different crypto ETF applications pending with the SEC this year. 70. Oh. So that sheer volume, it suggests we might be at some kind of turning point for how crypto gets integrated into traditional finance, even if meme coins are a particularly tricky case.
Yeah, definitely novel challenges there. So the market's moving incredibly fast. Institutions are interested, but regulation is the big question mark.
Right.
And the article talks about needing the right tools to even navigate this space, to get an edge.
Absolutely. In a market this fast, driven by memes and sentiment, having good data, good analytics isn't just nice to have. The source basically says it's essential.
For survival, almost.
Yeah, for making informed decisions. It highlights platforms like Av.ai as examples trying to provide that kind of intelligence.
What sort of features do these platforms offer that the article thinks are crucial for meme coins?
Well, things designed to cut through all that noise. Like a signal center, it tracks real-time buys and sells from smart money wallets, known influencers, big movers.
So you can see where the experience capital might be heading.
Kind of like following the money trail, yeah. Then there's chart pattern recognition.
What does that do?
It tries to automatically spot common price patterns, like potential pump and dump setups, to help traders maybe avoid walking into traps.
Which seems incredibly useful in the meme coin space.
You'd think so, right? It also mentions narrative clustering.
Okay, what's that?
That helps surface emerging themes like AI memes or political tokens, maybe before they blow up everywhere.
Ah, spotting those micro trends early.
Yeah, which is critical because meme coin hype can be so fleeting. Spotting them early could be a huge advantage. And finally, it mentioned a smart money score.
A score? What's that based on?
The source describes it like a confidence index. It pulls together data like capital flows, how long big wallets are holding, trading behavior, and tries to give a score indicating if a project might have some legitimacy or strength behind it.
Trying to find some signal in the noise, basically. Apply some data checks where it's often just emotion.
Exactly. The article frames these kinds of tools as the data backbone needed for decision making.
They're individual traders trying to make sense of it all.
And arguably, the kind of intelligence an ETF issuer would absolutely need if they were even going to attempt managing a meme coin portfolio.
Looking back at all this from the source, it really does paint this picture of meme coins potentially making this jump, right? From Twitter threads to Wall Street sheets, as the article nicely puts it.
Yeah, the transformation is kind of remarkable when you think about it. A market that was literally a joke, now worth tens of billions, being seriously looked at by institutions, sparking talk of regulated ETFs.
And the main takeaway from the source seems clear. Meme coins aren't just speculative fun anymore. They're being seen increasingly as their own distinct asset class. Highly volatile, yes, but an asset class nonetheless.
That shift in perception, that's maybe the biggest thing. And for you listening, understanding the space isn't just about chasing the next viral tweet.
Right.
The source suggests success here, whether you're trading or just watching, is more about learning to read the signals, follow the capital flows.
And using those data tools to navigate the inherent chaos of it all.
Exactly.
Which kind of leaves us with a final thought to chew on after this deep dive. Given how fast this market is moving and those big regulatory hurdles,
yeah,
how might the actual process of just seeking ETF approval, you know, the applications, the regulatory back and forth, the public debate, how might that whole process itself keep shaping how people see meme coins, their legitimacy as an asset class, completely separate from whether these first ETFs actually get approved or denied anytime soon?